Teviotdale. Some residents and businesses are worried a proposed industrial development won't be compatible with their neighborhood. Those who attended a public meeting in Minto Tuesday evening had several questions about a rezoning application from Doug Taylor at Frontiers Design Build Inc. for 6739 Wellington Road 109 in Teviotdale to facilitate a 12-unit industrial lot with a new municipal road and a stormwater management and future development block. According to a staff report, the subject property is 20.41 acres in size and currently in agricultural production. The proposed lots would range in size from 1 to 2 acres. An updated report reflecting public and staff comments will return to council for consideration in the new year. Representing Taylor at the meeting, planner Pierre Chauvin said a noise study has identified some sensitive land uses and they've implemented certain restrictions in the range of uses for the neighboring lots. They also recommended more noise studies be completed at the site plan stage when an actual building and use are put forward. "We believe we've done the appropriate amount of studies to ensure that compatibility," said Chauvin. Delegate and Teviotdale resident Judy Wuzes, who lives directly beside the proposed development, said while some of the information provided by the report put her mind at ease, she's still concerned about the loss of agricultural land, noise and the potential impact on her property value. Wuzes suggested a berm be installed between her property and the neighboring lot to help mitigate some of the noise concerns. "I'm not sure that I would have purchased my home if I thought at one point I might be living next to industrial," said Wuzes. "I'm very concerned about my property value. If I were looking for a little country property, I'm not sure that I would want to buy something that was next door to industrial." Chauvin agreed a tree or fence berm is a possibility for the area and said they would take another look at the design. Consultant Alex Beatty represented Chalmers Fuels president Nick Brower at the meeting and shared concerns about the proposal to allow commercial schools on the property, as it would interfere with their Technical Standards and Safety Authority, TSSA, approved risk and safety management plan for 6630 Wellington Road 123. A land use compatibility study recommends restricting outdoor storage on site for specific lots, feed mills, seed plants and grain elevators, given the adjacent residential use. Staff also recommended new uses under the zoning including an automotive accessories shop, commercial recreation use, commercial school or studio, computer programming, printing, a rental outlet and a veterinary clinic. "There are requirements and this site currently meets those requirements. We just don't want something to happen that would throw a wrench into those operations," said Beatty. In response to Beatty's concerns, Chief Building Official Terry Kuipers said staff is doing background work to determine whether a commercial school would count as a high-hazard use under TSSA legislation. Examples of commercial schools, studios include a fine art studio, a karate school or a driver training school. "If it is a concern, it would be something that we would work through with both the applicant as well as Chalmers to determine what we do, whether that's eliminated from a permitted use or not," said Kuipers. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.